Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Talking today with City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy. City Commission meets at 7 p.m. tonight. By the way, those meetings are accessible from your home. If you don't want to leave the comfort of your home, you can do that. cityofmhk.com/TV is a great source. Also the Facebook page or Cox Cable Channel 3. They do allow in-person seating. It's limited to 29, so just go out to City Hall if you want to attend tonight's meeting. I imagine attendance will be down tonight with the election, but you can certainly tune in. And we got some consent agenda items here. A few of note. I know there's one here that I was looking at, item I, and I was hoping I could maybe get a little more perspective on that, this disinfectant storage building, because I don't think I've heard too much on that.
Right. So one of the things that we were able to do jointly with some of the other local governing units was to develop a purchase some material from actually the Tulsa Fire Department manufactured a some equipment that creates your own disinfectant. So it's mainly to clean surfaces and that sort of thing. It's not a hand sanitizer, if you will, but it is a good cleaning product. And then this press that you in the system you put to mix all this together needs to have some space, and then it doesn't have a real long shelf life, so you don't want to make up a lot of it. But one of the things we identified that the city, all our parks and rec facility, all our meeting rooms, the county similarly, that they have the school district could benefit from this as well, and it's a very significant cost savings for this material. So this would actually is a small garage that would store the equipment that makes the disinfectant, and then stores a little bit of the disinfectant products that you use for mixing, as well as the final product that would be utilized by several different agencies. The emergency services folks are the ones that initiated this, and this is we're utilizing some Spark funds. So this particular item is we went out for proposals from companies and selected Trinium Construction to develop a guaranteed maximum price of $194,589 to construct this. It's really a garage, if you have a standalone garage that'll be located out at fire station number 3, which is on East Amherst Avenue, and behind that would fit well back there. But the intent is that it'll provide this disinfectant product for a number of different local agencies.
All right. It looks like it won't take very long to construct. It'll be ready to go as of March 1st.
Yep.
Okay. You will need a plane.
All right. Other items on the consent agenda here tonight. I see there's one here benefiting the Manhattan Emergency Shelter.
Right. And this is, this again is part of the Sparks money that the city is receiving from the county. One of the things that, so MESI, or the Manhattan Emergency Shelter Incorporated, is one of the local providers on a regular basis for rent and mortgage assistance for folks that need that help. That's part of their mission, and they're certified by the state to be able to perform this function. They recognized early on in the pandemic that a need was there from folks that were laid off and had a need, and so they were also aware that it's likely there would be funds available through the CARES Act and a number of different sources that could potentially help them. They had some funds available of their own, and they made those available to a number of clients already. And then when the city identified some funds to help with that through the Sparks request to the county, they went ahead and now are asking for reimbursement of that $235,000 that they've already provided to I want to say that's like over 90 individuals and 60 households potentially that have been assisted thus far. We anticipate there could be more. We do have a program that we have a public hearing scheduled for in December for the CDBG program that will provide additional $300,000 in assistance for this. And then, of course, the State Sparks Committee is and the Kansas Housing Resource Corporation has a program to help folks too. And so I know MESI has been referring folks to that state program as well. So this is, again, a reimbursement of something that is needed, and we appreciate the Manhattan Emergency Shelter stepping up to help folks in need, which they do a good job of.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to just add in, Ron was referring to the state agency also, the Kansas Eviction Prevention Program is providing rental assistance to households, and tenants and landlords can apply together and get up to $5,000 per household. So in addition to what we have in the city, there are other agencies at the state level which are also trying to relieve some of the financial burden for tenants and landlords. So I highly suggest go to our website or our Facebook page and look these up, because there's a lot of people that were unable to pay their mortgage payments or their rent payments because loss of job or having to quarantine for 14 days because of COVID, whatever the situation might be. But these are CARES funds and these are accessible to a lot of folks in our community. So just reach out to them or send us, shoot us an email and we'll send you the information.
All right. Yeah, that's good to know. Appreciate that. As far as other items here on the agenda tonight, there's one proclamation going to be read, and that's kind of a fun thing for Festival of Lights.
Yeah, okay. Pause there. Usually the Festival of Lights, we are so proud of all of our community members, especially our private businesses that have come together and have collaborated to do the Festival of Lights. And I think this is in its eighth year that they've done this. And typically on Thanksgiving weekend, we have a big celebration and we have thousands of people close, sometimes 6,000 to 7,000 people have come out to see the tree lighting ceremony. Unfortunately, because of the pandemic, we can't do that as much. But this is going to be a virtual ceremony and we're going to read the proclamation tonight. And they definitely can use more donations. So I highly suggest go to the Festival of Lights and Manhattan Festival of Lights and donate. Like I said, this is privately run and it's something to be proud of. And it's an exciting piece as well. And people can still drive around there. They usually have music going along with the lights. And I think we still want to keep the spirit of the holidays and spirit of Christmas in Manhattan going as we head into the holidays.
All right. Again, City Commission meets 7 o'clock tonight. That's also when the polls close. So if you haven't voted, make sure you do so before 7 o'clock. And then you can tune in to election coverage here or also follow the City Commission meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. We were talking off air earlier, Mayor. This is kind of for you, this, as a politician, it's kind of your Super Bowl, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what I look forward to. I love politics. I love the issues. I love all the candidates and the discussions. So this is something I enjoy, but it's also extremely stressful on my end, just like if you were watching your own Super Bowl games, I suppose. It's a good day, and if you haven't voted, please go out and vote. There's 29 polling stations. If you have a mail-in ballot, you can take it to your polling station and give it to them. So make sure you get it all in. If you mail it and it's postmarked today, the county office has to receive it by Friday, November 6th. So please take advantage of it and make your voice heard.
Absolutely. Encourage everyone to get out and vote. Mayor Reddy, City Manager Fear, thank you so much, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, Brandon.
Appreciate it. And coming up tomorrow on In Focus, we'll get some perspective on the election. That'll be the latter half of our program with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, K-State Institute of Civic Discourse and Democracy. We'll be on to break down What happened with the election? We'll also get an update from school board members from USD 383, Marvin Wade, the superintendent, and Jardine Coleman, scheduled to join us tomorrow.
Clark Howard is coming up next. Then it's the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, the game.
All right, thanks,
and
guys.
And tonight, election coverage on News Radio KMAN, Manhattan, Kansas. Broadcasting locally since 1950.